We're going to hear a lot more about tariffs following the inauguration of President-elect Trump in just a few days. Beyond tariffs, Trump has said he would crack down on border crossings and carry out mass deportations. In agriculture, where more than 40% of the workforce is made up of undocumented workers, the clampdown would create new regulatory uncertainty and worsen a labor shortage that has contributed to high food prices and prevented farms from fully harvesting all their crops. Immigration, then, is our main topic on today's Friday edition of Farm Time. A study from the Peterson Institute estimates there are 8.2 million unauthorized immigrant workers in the U.S. If the Trump administration deports 1.3 million, for example, the ag sector would lose $19 million in production and see its workforce shrink by 2.5%. It's a major shock to the U.S. economy, according to this report, with substantial disruption across all sectors, especially agriculture. Bailout programs could offset some farm losses associated with certain policies that may be coming down the road. As an example, during the trade war starting in 2018, the administration doled out some $28 billion to farms to make up for lost markets. The recent Farm Bill extension, passed with Trump's approval, also included $10 billion in economic assistance for producers, which could hint at the possibility of increased subsidies during his second term. Despite economic, weather, and policy changes, farmers see opportunities to increase their profits through new technology or production practices that stand to lower cost and grow output. A McKinsey survey found that around 75% of North American farmers surveyed said they are using or willing to adopt at least one new digital technology to improve operations, a 6 percentage point increase from 2022. On the calendar, a reminder that Shabance Ag will be holding their customer appreciation breakfast at the Kankakee County Fairgrounds a week from tomorrow, January 25th. You need to RSVP by email or call Ann Jensen at Shabance Ag. And I've been informed by Ron Luco that a barnyard pull meeting will be held following that event at the fairgrounds starting at approximately 11. I'm putting the early bird together for tomorrow. I think you'll find it interesting and hope you'll join us. I'm Mike Perrine.